Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Flinders, written by Grantley Keyser and read by Peter Houghton. The world was changing rapidly around the young Matthew Flinders in 1790, and Britain was desperate to preserve its empire. Britain had lost 13 American colonies after they declared their independence. Spain was now in control of Florida, and the French had taken the Caribbean island of Tobago, as well as Senegal in Africa. Another war loomed with France, where a civil uprising would soon depose the monarch and see thousands of heads roll from the guillotine. In October 1788, with the penal colony at Sydney Cove struggling to feed itself, Philip sent John Hunter on a voyage in the Sirius to the Cape of Good Hope. Hunter returned in May 1789, having circumnavigated the globe, but the ship was leaky and constant pumping was needed to keep it afloat. By 1790, a second fleet had arrived, bringing more hungry prisoners to an infant colony that was again short on food. Before long, Governor Philip was writing to Joseph Banks in London to say that his health was gone. He was worn out and desperate to go home. Colonisation remained lucrative for Britain, though, with the East India Company flying the British flag in much of the Asian subcontinent. George III was determined that Britannia would continue to rule the waves, and millions of pounds were being spent to ensure he had the most powerful navy and army in the world. Off the east coast of Kent, 16-year-old midshipman Matthew Flinders applied himself tirelessly to learning all he could about the Scipio, pacing out its 160-foot 5-inch, 49-metre, length, and studying its 64 cannons, 26 of which fired massive 24-pound, 10.9-kilogram, cannonballs. The ship was of a design considered optimal for war, fast and manoeuvrable under sail and well-armed, with heavy guns on two decks. As the summer breezes whipped up the waves of the English Channel, Matthew developed his sea legs. Growing accustomed to the rise and fall of the vessel as it sailed up and down the sheltered waters of the Downs, he began memorizing every part of the complex piece of machinery that was a fully rigged British warship, and he literally learnt the ropes, studying how to perform every task from working on rigging, high up on swaying masts while hanging on for dear life, to catching rats and cleaning the crowded, reeking living quarters, all the time recoiling from the salty language that was unheard in his father's home. He learnt from the more experienced sailors how to study both the sky and the sea for approaching peril,